There's something very unique, something very different about Reb Shimon. From all the other Tanaim, that he was zeichet to this day, Lag BaOmer, to the opportunity to give over the Sodas HaTorah, and try to explain and to understand, according to Amadriga, a little bit about this Indian of Reb Shimon. And specifically why it is that in the Zayar, he's given a very special title. Vaitzina Kadisha, the holy fire, the holy flame. In the Gemara, in Shabbos Daf, Lamed Gimel, Daf Lamed Daled, which deals with Reb Shimon and the Ma'ara, and he's coming out of the Ma'ara, the Gemara tells us that when he emerges from the Ma'ara, from the cave, he says, Hoy l'svach ha'shnisa, since Hashem has done nisim for me, bova askin milsa, I should go and I should do something good for the world. So the Gemara explains that he found an area which was like shut down, closed off to the Kohanim, because there was a Suffolk Tum of a Tara there. So Reb Shimon says, I'm going to fix that. And after doing research, he had heard and he found a Chazakah that Ben Zakkai Achot Trumos there, that Ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, had eaten Truma there. So, with that chazaka, he was able to paskin that it was a makom tahar, and the kohanim would be able to go through. So it's a very interesting thing to be oisik in. Maybe we'll try to explain that a little bit. But we see that Reb Shimon is being oisik in this inyan. And Rashi and Tosos have a machlekes about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, which is a very interesting machlekes. Was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, in fact, a kohen? It would seem from here that he taka was, because if he was eating truma, then it would seem that he was a kohen. Yet, Tosfos learns elsewhere that Rabbi Yochanan was not a kohen. He has a different way of explaining this gemara. But what comes out is, if a machlokes rishonim, whether or not Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a kohen. It seems from other places, and what the Mekubalim say especially, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a nitzatz of Chizkiyahu. The Gemara Bracha says that when he passed away right before his p'tira, Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda came to greet him and to escort him to Olam Haba. It seems like he came from the Davidic dynasty, the Shashalas of the Beis David. But it's very interesting, Machlekes in the Metzias of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Kohen Yisrael. Furthermore, once we're speaking about Kahuna, almost in most years, Parshas Emor falls out in the proximity of Lag BaOmer. What's the connection between Parshas Emor and Lag BaOmer that they should have this unique relationship? So let's turn our attention to Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. The Gemara in Chulin tells us that Netilas Yadayim for Chulin was instituted mipnei Sarach Truma. That because a Kohen has an obligation to wash his hands for Truma, and there can be confusion, so Chazal or Masakein Netilas Yadayim, even for Chulin. We find also, the Gemara says, in the same sugya, that Netilas Yadayim requires a Keli. And that's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. And the Rashba brings, in the name of the Bahag, the reason why a Keli is necessary, is because Chazal were Soimech, the Netilas Yadayim, which we do on the Netilas Yadayim performed in the Mikdash by the Kohanim from the Kiyor, where they were Roichet Yadayim Vrglai. What's interesting is that we see both of these halachas regarding Netilas Yadayim are associated with Kohanim. And from Kohanim, we're learning out to Chol Yisrael. Now, why should that be? So there's a very fascinating Balaturim, which is quoted in the past, definitely written about this a lot, Siyata Deshmaya. Balaturim on the Pasuk in Parshas Yisrael. Va'atem tihyu lim amlechas kohanim v'goy kodesh. And that day is approaching, the second day of Sivan. It's called Yom HaMeyuchas. It's the day that Hashem said to Bnei Yisrael before the Shloshes Mehagbalah these words, these very special words, Va'atem tihyu lim amlechas kohanim v'goy kodesh. You should be a mamlechas kohanim. Now what exactly does that mean? Is Mamlech an adjective to Kohanim? Does it mean Malachim and Kohanim? Is all Yisrael, in fact, Malachim and Kohanim? So, the Balaturim quotes the Medrash. Ilu zacha Yisrael hayu kulam Kohanim gedolim. Had Klai Yisrael ben Zeicha, we would have all been Kohanim gedolim. Ula asid la vay tachsu lahem. And the days of La'asa Lavo, we will all be restored to the days of Kahuna Gedoyla. As it says, and it quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, Vatem Koyane Hashem Tika Re'u, that you will all be called Koyane Hashem. So this Medrash, which Baal Torah quotes, is telling us that B'nai Yisrael were Zayichet to the Madrega of Kahuna Gedoyla at the time of the giving of Torah. And that's Pshat Mamlechas Kohanim. Mamlechas Kohanim means a kahuna of Malchus, Kohanim Gedol. And it would seem that B'nai Yisrael were Zeichet to the Madriga. It was lost due to the Chet HaEgel. But the Navi Yeshaya says, V'atem Koine Hashem Tikarehu, that you will be Zeichet once again to that lofty Madriga of Mamlechas Kohanim, which you had at Sinai. We're seeing this very interesting inyan, that although the kahuna was given to B'nai Aharon, to Shevet Levi, nevertheless, there's a daga de la'asa lavo that Klai Yisrael, as Yisraelim, will all be nis'ale to the madrega of Kahuna Gedoyla. And this is a pesach into many things. Whenever there's a maila, there's a madrega of Kedusha, which is achieved, and it goes away, there is a roishan, which is left over, which can be tapped into by very great people, by Yechidei Skula. And this is no exception, that although that madrega of Kahuna Gedoyla that Klai Yisrael achieved was taken away, there still is a roisham left of that, which we find throughout Doiris that tzaddikim were able to be nes'al to the madrig of Kuna Gedoyla. In particular, this was done by David HaMelech. David HaMelech, on the run from Shaul HaMelech, he comes to the city of Nov, Ira Kohanim, and he meets the Kohen Gadol, and David is starving. He's at the brink of death. And he asks, is there anything to eat? And the Kohen Gadol says, well, there's nothing here to eat. The only thing which we have available is the lechem apanim, but that's not available for you, you're not going. So David HaMelech goes ahead and he eats it. Now, Pashup Shat is, he was allowed to eat it, al tzbikoch nefesh, deichet Torah. But in Pnimius, the reason why David HaMelech eats from lechem apanim is because David HaMelech reached the madrig of kahuna. We find this musig in the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shemitah V'yoyvel, where the Rambam writes, very famously, Loi l'shevet Levi bilvad, ela kol ish ve'ish mikol b'yoylem asher nad v'ruch ho'isai. Not only was it given to Shevet Levi, but any Jew in the world who gives up his heart, ve'hivinu mada'o l'hibad olam alifnei Hashem l'shar yisrael l'avdo, harei zeh niskadesh kodesh kodashim ve'yihi Hashem chelka. He becomes kodesh kodashim. Kodesh kodashim is Aharon kodesh kodashim, that's the madrig of kahuna gedoyla. And then the Rambam concludes, he brings a raya from David HaMelech to this effect. Furthermore, even Rashi, on that pasuk, Rashi writes, Sarim, because Rashi learns Pashup Shad, it doesn't mean Kohanim Mamish. Is that going to be the Echdrash? Rashi always comes to explain, Pshutim Shal Mikra. But then Rashi quotes a pasuk, like we find in pasuk, Uvinei David Kohanim Hayu. So Rashi says, can't be there were Mamish Kohanim, because how could you say that the sons of David were Kohanim? David's from Shevet Yehuda. But in Pnimius, Rashi is alluding to this side. Ubnei David Kohanim Hayu. That David achieved the Madrig of Kahuna, and this was given over to his children as well. So we could say about David, that he reached this status of what's called Mamleches Kohanim. He was a Kohen, and he was a Kohen Gadol, but David was also Melech. He was Melech V'Kohen. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, we find the same thing. Moshe was Melech Yisrael, Vahibishu and Melech. But Moshe served as Kohen Gadol in the times of the Chanukah Samishkan, and according to some days in Chazal, he never lost his Madrig of Kohen Gadol. So Moshe too was Mamleches Kohanim. He was Kohen and Melech. And if Pasuk is right, which it is, Ubnei David Kohanim Hayu, that the children of David, who is the child of David? Shlomo ben David. Shlomo is Melech. And Shlomo saw this Madrig by his father David on Melech. But Shlomo is the one who instituted Netilas Yadayim. So going back to our point about Netilas Yadayim, why are we seeing by Netilas Yadayim in Inyan that since it's by Truma, we should apply it as well to Yisrael? Since it's done this way in the Beis HaMikdash B'Keli, we should apply that way as well to everybody in Klai Yisrael. Teretz is because Netilas Yadayim is the institution of Shlomo. And Shlomo is Chacham Mikol Adam. And a Chacham is Marius HaNoilad. And that Noilad will mean that every single Jew will achieve the Madrig of Kuna Gedoyla. It was Neskayim B'Mixnas by Shlomo, certainly by David and Moshe. So Mamela, in that institution of Tetilas Adam, we find this application that every single Jew can be the Madriga of Kuna Gedoyla, as the Rambam described. Take a look at the Mori Naim in the beginning of the Pasha, and Torah Semes in the Pasha, who allude to this Yisoid as well. So this has hints in the beginning of the parasha, Parasha Semar. Because the Torah tells us in the beginning of the parasha, Lo yikichu karcha b'roisham, that we're not allowed to make gashes in our heads. And Rashi quotes the Gemara Makos, which says that we find this Isser by Yisraelim and Kohanim. And then the Gemara says, why is it necessary to state it by both? In order to learn one from the next through Gzeirusha. So this leads us to the next thing. With this Yisrael, we can explain and understand, and we'll come back to the inyan of what we were just speaking about at the beginning of the Parsha, in the Sugya of Korach. Korach made a rebellion against Moshe and against the Aharon. He was jealous of the Kohen Gadol, and he gathered 250 men to make a machlekes against Moshe. And when you really learn this al pi pshat, it makes very little sense. How could it be that 250 people who were Sanhedrin Gadol each thought that they were going to be the only Kohen Gadol? Meaning everybody was going to die except for one person, and each one of them thought that they were that guy? Well, they agreed Moshe was great, they agreed Korach was great. So they're getting involved in this mix willingly to go along with Korach, thinking that Korach would die and they would be the one? How do you explain pshat? You have to say that there was something deeper going on. This takes us to a Medrash. The Medrash Pliya says, Mabra Kairach Lachlaka Moshe. What did Kairach see that he made a machlokas against Moshe? So the Medrash says he saw Paradum. So what's Pshat that he saw Paradum? So we could say as follows. Rashi here quotes that Kikol Ha'idah Kulam Kadoshim Kairach's Tana Moshe was that everybody in the assembly is really Kadosh. And Rashi says, quoting Chazal, Kulam Shamu B'Sinai Anechashem Elokecha M'Pi Agvura. Everybody heard Hashem say, At Har Sinai Anechashem Elokecha. So why is Kairach pointing to Har Sinai Anechashem Elokecha? Tarat says, he's pointing to our Balatorim. He's pointing to that Medrash. That everybody in Klai Yisrael reached Kahuna Gedoyla. So really, everybody in Klai Yisrael is a Kohen Gadol. Ayim Taimar. They lost it because of the Chet HaEgel. But isn't Paraduma kapar for the Chet HaEgel? Like Rashi quotes the Medrash beginning of Parshas Chukah. So if there's a Paraduma, then that means that there was a kapar for the Chet HaEgel. And there's a kapar for Chet HaEgel. Everybody in Klai Yisrael is back to the Madrigal of Melech Sihanim. We're all Kohanim Gedolim. So this explains Pshat in what Korach was all about. Korach said, not that there's one Kohen Gadol and that's Aaron. Everybody in Klai Yisrael is Kohen Gadol. And proof is from the Paraduma. So it's not that 250 people thought they would be the standing survivors. It's that they felt that Korach was right, that the Madrig of Kahuna Gedoyla, Mamachas Gehanim, was restored to Klai Yisrael. Memela, everybody in Klai Yisrael is in fact Kohan Gedoyla. That's Shitas Korach. And perhaps with this we can explain Rashi in the beginning of the Pashta, which we mentioned before. Lo yikichu Korach ha-b'roisha. The Gemara says, it's said by Yisrael, it's said by Kahuna, why? To make a Gzeirah Shava. What's a Gzeirah Shava? Karcha, karcha. State here, karcha. State there, karcha. Why dafka karcha, karcha, Gzeirah Shava? Because what's the limud? From Yisraelim to Kohanim? Kohanim to Yisraelim? That sounds like the Madrig of that Klai Yisrael will be restored to the Madrig of Kahuna. But what's the word which makes the Gzeirah Shava? Karcha. That's the remus to Karach. Karcha is the word because it's meramez on Shitas Karach. That everybody in Klai Yisrael is be'emes on the Madrig of Kuna Gadoyla, and it fits it very nicely with the Yaakov Shimoni, Parshas Re'e, which learns on this pasuk of V'lo sasimu karcha b'nei nechem, which is the second karcha in Torah, sh'lo sasimu karcha b'chem kemoi she'asa karach shenivla. It connects to the Megadif at the end of the Parsha, and there's connections to Ner Chanukah, which we spoke about on Shabbos, but we're going to pass on that sugi for now. Al Kapanim, let's go straight to our questions. We take a look at the Shira by Rav Shimon Labia, which he wrote, which we all sing along. Ba'emer, l'chvoido shal atana elokim shir ba'yochai. Take a look, we find many comparisons and descriptions of Rav Shimon bar Yochai as a Kohen. Of course, first and foremost is this. Nimshach d'ashrecha? What do you mean, Nimshach d'ashem and sasayim? Who is Nimshach b'shem and hamishcha? A Kohen? A melech mimachus based of it? That's something which belongs to Kohen Gadol. And it doesn't stop there. This goes on to mention many relationships between Reb Shimon and the Kahuna. Without, first off, just to point out, we mentioned Kohen and Melech, and we find in the Zayar, Mahu Malkeich, Da Hu Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is called Melech as well. So we have Mamleches, and Kahuna we have Bar Yoichai B'Kodesh HaKadosh. Who goes into the Kodesh HaKadosh? Nasasa Tzitz Nezer HaKodesh Chavosh Al Rosh HaPeirecha. Who wears the Tzitz? Levushe Choshen Tumecha V'Yurecha. The Choshen? Shtayim Nesivas Reishis Truma? And we find in the Gemara Gittin Daf Samach Zayin, Reb Shimon says to his Talmidav, he says, Shonu Midoisai. Learn from me. Shemidoisai Trumos Trumos Midoisai Rabbi Akiva. I have what's called the Shvitz of Rabbi Akiva. The Trumos Trumos. He refers to the teachings of Rabbi Akiva as Trumos Trumos. As if he's eating Truma. Because Reb Shimon was able to be Zeichet to that Darga of Mamlechus Kehanim. He reached the Madriga of Kahuna Gedoyla. Fits very nicely, just a little Kabbalistic Hasidic antidote, that Chazal say, the Tzaddikim say, the Arizal Befrat, that the shame for Lag BaOmer is a shame Akadit. Aleph Chav Dalet Tesmem, and there he explains that that shame is Gematria Kohen. Of course, strengthening the connection between the Indian of Lag BaOmer, Reb Shimon, and the Indian of Kahuna. So of course this explains one of our questions before. What's the relation between Parshas Emor and Lag BaOmer, that they coincide? So we explained Bifrat, the Indian of Korach, Korcha, but Emor is the halachas of Kahuna, at least a lot of it. And that connects to Reb Shimon, which is the daga that Yisrael achieves, this Madriga Mamlechus Kahanim, through Reb Shimon. Getting back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Reb Shimon came and he did a toiva for the Kaihanim. Note that he makes a tikkun for the Kaihanim when he comes out by proving that ben Zakkai ate trumas in that spot. Eating trumas, well, if ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is Yisrael, how is he eating trumas? Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Machlokes Rashi Tosfos was a metzias. So it could very well be that that's not machlokes a metzias. That Reb Shimon, and like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai as well, they were Yisraelim. But just as Reb Shimon reached the Madrig of Kahuna, so did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And that's where Reb Shimon is the one to observe that, to note that, and that's his tikkun, and that's what's highlighted in the Gemara, that ben Zakkai ate Truma. Yes, he was a Yisrael, like Tosfos learns. But as Rashi learns, he was a Kohen, because he was masig the Madrig of Kahuna Gedolah. That was the greatness of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Without going into why Dach Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we see this application of reaching Kahuna Gedolah in his teaching in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, where he says that we're noita lulav kol shiva, not just on day one in the Mikdash, but without going into that sugya, this is what's true about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That's in Reb Shimon ben Zakkai, Parshas Emor, and lastly by Tzina Kadisha. So we have a teaching in Maseches Avos. Maseches Avos tells us Shloisha Ksarim Heim. There are three Kesers: Keser Taira, Keser Kahuna, and Keser Malchus. The Keser Shem Tov Oila Agabehen, and Keser Shem Tov rises above them. So the Mefarshim asks, what is exactly Keser Shem Tov? And it would seem from the Mishnah that there are four, not just three: Taira, Malchus, Kahuna, and then it adds Keser Shem Tov. So why does the Mishnah say Shloisha Ksarim Heim? So the Mefarshim is saying there's really three, but when you combine all three together, it's what's called Keser Shem Tov. It's a combination. Now the Mefarshim point out, it's really based on a Medrash, the Maral says this, that each one of these three kesers, ksarim, correspond to a keli in the Mikdash. The Aron corresponds to the Keser Taira, the Shulchan corresponds to the Keser Malchus, and the Mizbeach corresponds to the Keser Kahuna. What does Keser Shem Tov correspond to? This is where the Maral comes in, quoted in the Medrash. Keser Shem Tov corresponds to the Menorah. To the Menorah. And if the Menorah is the Keser Shem Tov, and the Keser Shem Tov is the Keser which is called the Tiksar, and we see that there's a Metzias called Torah, Kahuna, and Malchus B'Yachad, and when that happens, it's called Keser Shem Tov. What's the Metzias of Torah, Kahuna, Malchus altogether? Well, that's what Klai Yisrael achieved at the giving of the Torah. V'atem timulim ha-Malchus kanim ha-Kadosh. There's Kahuna, there's Malchus, and there's Torah. That's what's Matan Torah. V'atem koinei Hashem tikareu. Klai Yisrael achieved the Madrega of these three Ksarim together, and that's called Keser Shem Tov. And that's called Menorah. And that's the Madriga of Reb Shimon. And that's Reb Shimon is called Beit Sina Kadisha, which means the Ner Maravi. He is the Menorah because he incorporates all three of these Madrigas together. To further that, who is the Baal Memra of that Mishnah in Maseches Avos? The Pshimin Aymer, Shlai Shekhsar Meh, Keser Taira, Keser Malchus, Keser Takuna, Keser Shem Tai Velagavim. And these last words, Keser Shem Tai Velagavim, which is the crown jewel of these crowns, which represents the Madriga of Reb Shimon, this Yisoid of Mechaz Kehanim, the Keser Shem Toiv Oyla Agadehen, is Gematria Vatem Koyene Hashem Tikareyu. That Pasuk in Yeshaya, which is about the term quote.